Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Happy Monday to you. We've got Bruce Thatcher with us. Bruce, of course, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Too Big. We're going to be talking about the current state of the border, especially after last week when we had both presidents. Quite interesting. You know, they didn't have to say a whole lot. It's just even just the optics of where they landed and, you know, what it's all about. And it's interesting that Joe Biden right now is concerned about timing. And he's concerned about timing because when you're talking about immigration, I mean, that's like the worst job he's handling. And it's the number one issue, according to the polls, right ahead of the economy. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm just fine.
Hey, great to have you here. Just a sidebar on your book, Too Big, How to Tell and How to Get More Accountability. I mean, your book was, you know, in a sense, I mean, it was a kind of a state of a union of where we are right now in this country, where there is such a lack of accountability. And it is oozing out of this bureaucracy in such a ridiculous manner. I'm just praying, Bruce, that the people just do not get so fed up and they give up. Because, you know, I think this is what's happened, is they've been worn down by the extreme left to such a degree. They say, okay, why should we fight anymore? I mean, the game is rigged. They've kind of, you know, jury-rigged the situation. They're filling the ballot boxes and, you know, using everything they possibly can to take out the number one opposition candidate off the field of play. These guys know no end to their desire for power and control. And, you know, forget about ethics, forget about morality, forget about fair play. It just doesn't exist in their realm.
It doesn't exist. And I was thinking this morning, getting ready to talk with you, I was thinking about Saul Alinsky's book, where one of his rules is has been never let a crisis go to waste. And I think
exactly
that's what's happening at the border. Trump and Biden were down at the border and they talked a little bit, and the optics were interesting and great, but maybe they just detracted from what's really going on. Maybe what's maybe immigration has now risen to the number one concern of Americans, but immigration is just looked at as an opportunity for something else. I looked at these numbers, you know, millions and millions more illegals coming across the border in the last 3 years than have ever come across before, and and one thing is absolutely obvious: this is a deliberate. This is a deliberate result of deliberate policy. This is what
exactly
the current administration wants.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at it any other way, to say, well, let's get together, we can solve the issue. No, that we can't solve the issue, because the issue is not immigration. The issue is building up, fortifying the administrative state in the control of the, you know, follow the money. Because immigration reform, Bill, as under the definition of the Democrats in Congress, is let's allocate billions more money to the border, but to immigration. Mm-hmm. But really, the billions more money is to build up a bigger bureaucracy. And
it's not to drive people away from the border. It's in order to administrate the processing of more illegals into the country. I guess the bottom line, right?
That's exactly right. The coming of illegals into the country now is just viewed as a reason to build up the bureaucracy, to build up more democratic power in the form of the administrative state. At least that's my opinion. That's the way I'm seeing it right now.
I think that could be buttressed by what Duffy Campos Rachel, what's her, Rachel Delphi Campos, I guess, is her name at Fox. She did kind of an informal poll of illegal immigrants coming across the border. She's been at the border many times, and she was there, and she was asking them, okay, you know, who would you vote for, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? You know what the answer was? 100%, Joe Biden.
Of course.
Okay, all right, well, you say of course, but, you know, for me, I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute. I mean, to your point about why this is so deliberate and the fix is in, is these people haven't even come into the country, but they already have a political opinion that they've been told about, that they're convinced about, which, you know, just, you know, promotes this outcome that you have presented here. So you know, they don't even know about the country. They don't even know Joe Biden. They don't know Donald Trump other than what they've been told. And they've been told that Joe Biden is the guy. And without exception, 100%, that's that, you know, come on. The game is fixed at that point.
They're coming here as individuals. They're coming here, at least, for greater opportunity than they have in their home countries. There's, you know, there are a few others, but essentially that's the broader envelope of why they're coming here. And they see Joe Biden is the one who's let them come here, because always before they couldn't get in. Gallup did a poll a number of years ago, and it showed that something like 150 million people in the world would come to America immediately.
Exactly.
If they were allowed to do so. And
right.
That's what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. They've been allowed. You know, the gate has been opened. They've been told, come. And, man, are they coming.
Well, and the other thing, too, which, again, I keep bringing this up over and over again, Bruce, because I don't hear this from the mainstream media whatsoever. It would be one thing if the immigrants were coming, you know, and they had the ability to be, you know, have freedom of choice. They have no choice. They come once they cross that border, even before they cross the border, they're beholden to the cartels for God only knows. I don't know how long. It's indentured servitude. I don't know if it's for 6 years, 100 years, the entire generation, their whole thing. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, there's no room for allegiance to America and America's citizens if you're beholden to the cartel that says, hey, you're going to participate in one of several of our enterprises that could be human trafficking, could be drug running, it could be crime. But the fact of the matter is you're beholden to us. I mean, that's just untenable.
We, in my view, we need immigrants to offset the lower birth rate and some other things. But those immigrants need to emulate the Americans that are not being born. And
right.
And so many of these people, particularly those who come across with obligations, such as you mentioned, to the cartels, they can't possibly be emulating Americans who
would
have
been
born otherwise.
And Bruce, I don't know any, I'm not hearing any number that are getting through without having, you know, the blessing of the cartel. And I'll just say, okay, 98%, maybe, you know, 99, if you want to give them a round, maybe an error factor there. Even if you say 95% of the people are beholden to the cartels, that's a lot of people.
You bet it is. And the numbers are important, but I'm thinking more and more we need to, as Americans, wake up to why is this going on? And it isn't just because we're an immigrant country.
No, it's planned and purposeful, no doubt. More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us. Back fresh and independent, just way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, an author. His latest book, Too Big. If you've not got your hands on this book, you need to. This is how to tell and how to get more accountability. And this is a great book right now. I mean, this is what we need in this upcoming election. I mean, don't just go ahead and vote all over again, you know, because it's like, in a lot of ways, it's like doing the same thing, expecting different results. You've got to do something different. Yes, you have to vote. And no doubt that there were too many people on the sidelines that allowed the Democrats and Joe Biden to be in the White House and all the other shenanigans that took place. I get that. But, you know, what happened. And, you know, maybe 10 years down the road, we'll finally get to the truth and realize that, in fact, there was just this incredible amount of cheating that took place. And, you know, history was able to, or more willing at that point down the road to deal with the truth, the whole truth. But meanwhile, a lot of damage is being done to our country, and we can't allow this damage to continue. But you got to know how to hold them accountable, because this is a, this isn't a passive sport. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. You have to engage and keep the people, give, you know, your, the power of your vote. What makes your vote even that much more powerful, Bruce, is if you're going to use it and hold your elected officials accountable. Otherwise, you just, you might as well just have a stamp and just stamp your vote on their card, and that's it, and forget about it until the next time you need to you know, use your stamp signature, right?
Well, if you think, if you think that your vote is something that you do on one day in November and then on to other things, you're giving it all up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to be, you got to be on their back. You got to, first, you got to vote for the right people, and the right people, of course, in my opinion, are people who will reduce the power of the unfettered power of, in this case, government organizations, and who will, as you say, hold them accountable.
Exactly.
And we're too often inclined as voters to say, okay, that's my task for today. Now, let me see, get on to other things. So don't have to worry about this for another 4 years. It's just a wrong attitude. When I was more involved actively in politics, getting things done, it's a lot of work. It's a yeah. lot of work. It's more than just the casting of the ballot. Mm-hmm. And most Americans don't want to do that. In fact, you know, it. What can I say? It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Look at all the institutions that we're involved in. Look at what happened with our school system, because we thought we could be passive. And then we're finding out, look what public schools are doing to our kids. I mean, here, we've given trillions of dollars to public education. What have we got in return? I mean, there are other countries out there spending a fraction of what we spend, and their kids are a lot smarter, and they're better educated based on, you know, a more simplistic, focused plan. But no, not us. You know, we got to get into all this crazy stuff and, you know, spend and waste time on, you know, if their kids are using the right pronouns, if, you know, there's gender confusion, how we're dealing with this stuff, except, you know, and without even considering the basics, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, I talk to kids, you know, teenagers on up to the early 20s, and ask the direct question. The answer I often get is, we should just trust the government to take care of us, because the government knows more about everything than we do.
Lord have mercy.
Well, that's not. That's not what I learned in school.
No.
But that is what our education system is doing.
Well, it has indoctrinated these kids to such a degree that it has canceled, you know, critical thinking. And this is what, you know, this is how you control the masses. You dumb them down. And you sell them on this idea that here you've got these ruling elites. They know so much. Really? The ruling elites do? Look what they did to us during COVID. Look what they've done to our current economy. Look at what they've done to us militarily. How they've made us more vulnerable than we've ever been since almost the beginning of the American dream. It's just unbelievable. You know. Go ahead.
One of the things that's happening is more and more Americans are electing to homeschool. I haven't looked into that in a great detail, but I've become very much aware of it because one of my grandchildren has decided to take, in last year or year before that, actually, decided to take all their kids out of the public school system, and they're homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this firsthand as what's going on. And the reason they're doing it, the reason a lot of them started because in COVID, the public school systems just gave up. They said, for a year or two, just forget it. We're not going to educate. And it was at that point where a lot of people have said, well, I guess we'll homeschool because we're not getting the education from the educational organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what was an anomaly is going to grow for the reasons that we're talking about.
Well, I think that, like you said, I mean, not all is lost here. I think people are wising up and realizing that their government is failing them. I mean, look what's going on right now. I mean, the Democrats don't know what to do with, the popularity of Donald Trump. After all that they've done to him, how they've tried to kneecap him, how they've tried to bankrupt him with 91 indictments and all this, trying to get him off the ballot in one deal or another. I mean, he's still doing, his campaign still draws thousands upon thousands of people. I think he finally lost, one of the primaries over the weekend. No big surprise.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
D.C., hates anything but Trump. But although I guess the upside is he got twice as many votes in D.C. this time than he did back in 2016. So not all is lost, I guess, in D.C. But, they're going to do whatever. So,
well, it is. At least on the part of the left, and not just the left, I hasten to add, it's a power struggle. Mm-hmm. We want the power, we want the money, and we want the control, and we will do anything we have to do to achieve that end. It's just you can see it in so many areas that the vendettas against Trump are one of them, but this immigration is another one. What a huge opportunity for follow the dollars, follow the money, follow the power, and you can come to the answers on the things. But it's really tough. I don't know how to convince American people who don't pay much attention to all that.
But to your point though, Bruce, there's probably a percent. Let's just say 30-40% of the people there. They're happy. They're really happy and ecstatic with the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Because he's delivering for them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they're he's got them, tied up with entitlements, the government bureaucratic jobs, union jobs, that sort of thing. He owns their souls. The Democratic Party owns their souls. You cannot talk to these people because they're so ideologically fixed. They're not having the same problems that everyday Americans are having with inflation. Some, but not to the degree, right? And this is why we're such a divided nation. Because the thing is that without the other people, us who are, dealing with the pain of it all, we're the ones that are paying taxes that are supporting these, the 40%. That, the Democrats have used our tax money, all our earnings and everything, to buy their votes and to buy their souls.
And they're happy with it.
Oh, yeah, very happy. Hey, you just keep those guys working and on that hamster wheel, and I get to stay home and do whatever I want to do, and, I got the cushy job, and I got the bureaucratic job. I don't even have to go in the office anymore these days. And I get all these days off and everything like that. Are you kidding me?
Why should I want to change anything?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, look at, again, this is the system and the cards that have been dealt out while we were thinking that they were looking out for our best interest. And the fact of the matter is that they have not been looking out. They're only looking out for their own interest. Bruce Thatcher, as always, we appreciate it. History speaks today. Thank you so much. Take care.